You would be.
Please.
Yes, go on.
I'm very interested to hear you call it Back Lane, because, of course, it's now School Lane, and I don't know for how long. If you look on the Ordnance Survey, it is Back Lane, and, of course, every little town always did have a Back Lane. I wondered what unimaginative local councillor or bureaucrat changed into School Lane. Do you remember when that change occurred?
No.
Or why it might be?
No.
Since 1914, obviously.
Yes. Back Lane School was always known as Back Lane School.
Yes.
It was always in the back. But can you imagine? I can't. What must have been, what must have happened at Amersham when the school opened in Back Lane? They took the Methodists, they took the Baptists, and they took everyone into one school.
You mean they had separate schools before?
They had separate schools before.
Did the Methodists have a separate school?
Wesleyans did.
Wesleyans did.
Where was that then? I don't know.
No.
Although next to the Eagle. We the three old cottages survived next to the Eagle. We don't know today, but the Baptists and the Wesleyans always went to Burnham Beeches for their annual outing, for their Sunday school. And Back Lane School Sunday school as well. Only Miss Matthews. You heard of the Matthews?
Not I, no. I'm too new.
Can't remember, no. Tell me.
They were the daughters of Little Shardlows. They were the daughters, the three daughters of Mr. Matthews that run the fine Jersey herd at Mandel's Green Farm.
Yes.
And the three daughters all taught